And welcome back. It's midday. It's time now for our weekly theater review with our theater critic, Judy Wynn Russick. Judy, good to see you.
Good to be here, Tom.
So we're going to talk about the Baltimore Shakespeare Factory. They've got a production of Othello up and running, but I understand this is not a standard or sort of typical version of Othello. What makes it different?
Well, Tom, the whole approach of the Baltimore Shakespeare Factory makes it different. What the Baltimore Shakespeare Factory tries to do is to recreate the conditions from Shakespeare's time. Tom DeLise, the company's artistic director and the director of this production of Othello, puts it this way. He says, "Our philosophy is not to drag Shakespeare into the 21st century, but to go back." So they use minimal scenery, they use period costumes, universal lighting, the lights are up all the time. But this production of Othello is even more authentic than that because they are doing it in original pronunciation, or OP. They are trying to recreate the way the English language sounded 400 years ago. Now, Tom, I have seen many different takes on Othello over the years, as you can imagine. The most unusual was probably Patrick Stewart's photo negative production in Washington in the 1990s. Othello was white. Everyone else was black. A few years ago, Center Stage did a production that was set in the 1950s, more than a few years ago. The Folger did a production where Othello and his ensign, Iago, Evil Iago, were both black. Andre Brouwer played Iago. Really interesting spin. They were countrymen in a foreign land. Towson University's theater department just did the same thing. I even read a novel that came out last year in the Hogarth Shakespeare series. This was called New Boy, and it had sixth graders as the main characters and took place primarily on an elementary school playground. So I have experienced many different types of Othello, but this is my first Othello in original pronunciation.
Well, you know, I have a friend who talks about in music about period instruments, in other words, violins and sackbuts and stuff instead of trumpets and modern violins. He says we need period instruments as much as we need period dentistry. I mean, the original pronunciation scares me. I mean, is it difficult to understand them when they're talking?
Well, what we're accustomed to hearing Shakespeare sound like is either sort of received British pronunciation or, frankly, American accents. Original pronunciation sounds earthier. To me, to my ear, it almost sounds Scottish, so that the word speak becomes spake, the word lord becomes lard, and there's some suffixes that are very different. Invention becomes invention. The theater's website says that original pronunciation strips back 400 years of slight changes to uncover the original rhymes, rhythms, puns, and meanings that Shakespeare intended. This is the Baltimore Shakespeare Factory's fourth annual production in original pronunciation. The Globe has done some Shakespeare plays in original pronunciation. David Crystal, who is a British linguist and international authority on the English language, and his son Ben, an actor who's also authority in this area, are both on the Baltimore Shakespeare Factory's advisory board. But it takes the ear, at least it took my ears, a little while to get used to this. I had just brushed up on the play, I always do, and even so, I missed some words, I misheard some words, but why don't you listen to it?
Here's an example.
Yes, this is Jess Behar as Amelia, Iago's wife, and Troy Jennings as Othello, near the end of the play.
My husband says that share was false.
Hey, woman, I say thy husband, dost understand the word? My friend, thy husband, honest, honest Iago.
If he say so, may his pernicious soul rot half a grain a day. He lies in the heart. Share was too fond of her most filthy bargain. Do thy worst. This deed of thine is no more worthy him than thou wast worthy her.
All right, the Baltimore Shakespeare Factory, that's Jess Behar and Troy Jennings in their production of Othello. So, you know, folks can make their own decisions about whether or not an evening of hearing that kind of diction is going to affect their understanding of the play. But what about the acting? How do you think about it? What do you think about that?
This production is very well acted, especially the leads. Shakespeare named the play Othello, but Iago, in addition to all his other crimes, really steals the play. It's his play. He has four times as many lines as Othello. He's one of Shakespeare's greatest villains. He's intent on destroying his noble commanding general, Othello. He convinces Othello that his bride, Desdemona, is having an affair with deposed Lieutenant Cassio, and this makes Othello lethally jealous. And Iago does this in part by planting evidence. The evidence is a handkerchief. Ian Blackwell Rogers is a really smooth Iago. He is so pleased with the way each villainous act just leads to another. And Ian Rogers plays him so evil that the audience at the performance I went to actually booed his Iago. I have to say also that Tom DeLise inserts some really nice directorial touches. When Iago first hints that Desdemona might be unfaithful, Othello is initially not paying any attention. He's doing some kind of paperwork, and that causes Iago to just keep prodding him and prodding him. And I also want to encourage audiences to pay close attention to Iago's expression at the very end of the production. DeLise gives him this last visual moment, and it is really effective. And Troy Jennings is also strong as Othello, although I found Othello's change of heart toward his wife even more precipitous than usual. It could be due to cuts in the script. It could be due to the fact that original pronunciation actually causes things to move faster. Catherine Zorb is a smart, sympathetic Desdemona. She is so in love with Othello that she doesn't recognize his anger. She doesn't take his fuss about the handkerchief seriously. She's still as sweet and reasonable as ever. Let's listen.
Why do you speak so startlingly and rash?
Ist lost, ist gone. Speak, ist out of the way.
Heaven bless us.
Say ya.
It is not lost. But what an if it were?
How?
I say it is not lost.
Fetch, let me say it.
Why, so I can, but I will not know. This is a trick to put me from my suit. Pray a Lacasio be received again.
Fetch me the handkerchief, my mind misgives.
Come, come, you'll never mate a more sufficient man.
A handkerchief.
A man that all his time shared dangers with ya.
A handkerchief.
A sooth you're to blame.
Zoons!
Troy Jennings and Catherine Zorb in Othello. So, Judy, you mentioned Baltimore Shakespeare Factory does do this original pronunciation. What are some other examples of the originality stuff?
Well, one of the examples is encouraging audience interaction. I mentioned booing Othello. Iago sits in the audience at one point and comments to us about Othello and Desdemona. The actors get the audience toasting and raising mugs and cheering. And later, when Desdemona accidentally drops that famous handkerchief, Amelia motions for an audience member to pick it up. I have to say I have divided feelings about original practice. Shakespeare wrote for the masses. I have a feeling if he were writing today, he'd use every bit of technology available.
So in the end, Baltimore Shakespeare Factory production, is this a better choice for people who are familiar with Othello or for newcomers?
Well, I think both can appreciate it, even though the language may be difficult to understand at times. In a way, trying to recreate 400-year-old conditions can be seen as another experiment with Shakespeare. I think basically you always start with accessibility, and those of us who are not born in Shakespeare's time may find original pronunciation just a little bit less accessible.
All right, Othello, it's up at the Baltimore Shakespeare Company, or Shakespeare Factory, rather, until Sunday, and we've got a link to details at WIPR.org/midday. So, Judy, next week we travel to the Hippodrome. We're going to talk about what?
We're going to be talking about the musical An American in Paris,
all right,
inspired by the Gershwin, Gene Kelly, Leslie Caron movie.
There you go. Anything inspired by Gershwin is fine with me. Good to see you. I'll see you next week. Thanks, Judy.
See you then.
Lunch for Midday on Thursdays is provided by Eddie's of Roland Park. Eddie's is a full-service market with locations on North Charles Street and on Roland Avenue in Roland Park. Their deli features sandwiches and salads with specials each day listed on their website, Eddie's of Roland Park. .com. That'll do it for us today. Tomorrow, another in our continuing series of conversations with the candidates. Baltimore County Executive Kevin Kamenetz will be my guest for the hour. He's one of nine folks on the ballot in the Democratic primary for governor. Kevin Kamenetz coming up tomorrow on Midday. Hope you can join us then. On behalf of the entire Midday team, thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Here and Now. That's on the way right after a break for news at the top of the hour. I'm Tom Hall. Have a great day.